I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of I Love Islam, wherever you are in the world, you're watching this program, make sure you stay tuned, watch this program till the end. Alhamdulillah, like always, we have packed schedule, packed segments, beautiful topics to discuss today, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, this is kids program. In this program, we have quiz of the day, we have My Islam. Inshallah, we will be discussing Islamic heroes as well. Subhanallah, we got some beautiful segments to talk about, inshallah, today. And alhamdulillah, in the studio, I am joined by Norman Raza. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Norman Raza?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good.
You're doing good, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala keep you well. Can you remind us, what's the first thing we do in the program?
We do quiz of the day.
Subhanallah, he's remembered it. Okay, then we do quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, quiz of the day. Subhanallah, let's see what's the question for today. Are we ready, Norman?
Yeah.
Come on then, let's look at the screen. What's the question today? The question is, in which part of the Holy Quran is Surah Rahman? That's a rhyme, isn't it? Which part of the Holy Quran is Surah Rahman? Now it's that time of the day where we are going to move on to our main segment of the day, which is called My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Subhanallah, this is a segment where we get to learn about the beautiful things about our religion. Those things that show the greatness of our deen, our Islam, that makes our personality. We learn different aspects of our religions. Alhamdulillah, today we have another unique topic, something which maybe a lot of us struggle, and it's important. It's a quality. It's a quality that we should have, and Islam promotes us to have that quality, and it's important to complete your tasks. So our topic is be steadfast, not dead fast. Sometimes when people use the word dead fast, it means go really fast. Here, the fast doesn't mean you have to go fast. Here it means being firm, being not strong and firm, and not giving up, the ability of not giving up. For example, like you give me a challenge that people do. For example, they're driving from you to London. Okay, you set off from home and you want to go to London. Now, if you're driving, okay, and it's going to take you 3 to 4 hours journey to get to London or wherever you need to go. And if you're driving and you drive, say, half an hour, you say, oh, I got tired now. I'm going to go back now. So you turn back, you come home. Are you going to reach your goal?
No.
Are you going to reach your destination? You're not. Then you think, you know what, oh, I was supposed to go to London. Let's get back on the road again. So you start driving, and this time, good 45 minutes, 1 hour, you have a drive, And then what happens? You think, you know what? Oh, let me go and see a friend who lives in the city close by. So you're going over there. So you've lost your focus. You went somewhere else. And then you forgot to carry on your journey.
Mm.
Yeah? So what happens? Sometimes you have distractions in your path. And if you want to reach a goal, if you want to complete a task, then one quality that you must possess, that must be inside you, that is the ability of being firm, being strong, being focused, you know, having the ability to continue. And you have to, when you start something, you complete. Alhamdulillah, Islam encourages us to be firm. Being firm is very important in Islam. Inshallah, today we'll be learning about different aspects of being firm. But before we discuss, you know, anything else, I want to share with you a verse of the Holy Quran. Are we ready? Rahman Raza, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to read the translation of one verse. This is in Surah Hameem As-Sajda, okay, which is in Sparah 24. And I'm going to read the translation to you. In this verse, this is an example where this is an example that Islam promotes and encourages us to be firm and steadfast. So there's so much significance and importance of being firm. So let me read the translation of this verse. Verse number 30 of Surah Hameem As-Sajda. The translation from Kanzul Iman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Indeed, those who said, Allah is our Lord, then remained firm upon it, the angels descend upon them, saying that, do not fear, nor grieve, and be happy for the paradise which you were promised. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we're talking about being steadfast. So from here, Noman Raza, we learned one important thing. Someone who accepts Islam, he believes in Allah, and then he remains firm. As someone becomes a Muslim, must remain steadfast. You must remain strong and firm upon the faith. You have to continue all the time. There's no such thing as part-time Muslim. Yeah, morning Muslim, evening Muslim, night Muslim. Like in this day and age, some people, those who are not Muslims, sometimes they keep a fast. They try to copy Muslims. They want to experience how the fasting is done in the Muslim culture. So what they do, they're not Muslims, but they fast. Some people do it for one day. Some people do it for 7 days. Some people like do it throughout the month. Yeah? They experience like how they're not Muslims. They're not going to get reward and blessings because that is for a Muslim who accepts Islam, who fasts. That would be a worship. But so faith is important. However, some people do it to experience how Muslims feel in the month of Ramadan. So they do it to experience and to fit in the culture, to fit in their friend circle. However, remember, Islam is not a part-time thing. Islam is a full-time. We are Muslims all the time. Every single moment, we need to be firm and steadfast upon Islam throughout our life. You can have strong times in life, you can have weak times, you can have like a heavy wind that blows you. This means that you have troubles in life, you have difficulties, you have so many tests in life. Throughout your journey of life, it is important that you remain firm and steadfast. And what is the reward for this? Subhanallah, the angels, the angels, they descend, angels come down and they give him the good news. Whoever is firm on Islam, whoever is strong in Islam, angels give him good news that do not worry, don't be sad. In fact, be happy. Be happy for the paradise that has been promised, that you were promised. Subhanallah. So those who are firm upon deen, those who are firm upon the teachings of Islam throughout their life, and when they pass away with faith as well, with iman, then inshallah, they are promised. What are they promised? Paradise. So one thing that we've learned so far, Noman Raza, there is so much importance and significance in Islam with regards to being steadfast, being firm. And one example I gave you from the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, orders us to be firm upon Islam. And look at the reward, look at the blessings of being firm upon Islam. Subhanallah, a person who is firm upon Islam, he is steadfast upon the teachings of Islam, the angels come, angels descend, they come down and give him the good news. They say to him, do not fear, don't be scared, don't be grieved, don't be sad, and be happy of paradise that you were promised. Subhanallah, that someone who is firm upon teaching of Islam, inshallah, he's being given the news of Jannah. He's gonna go to paradise. What is in paradise? Subhanallah, in Jannah, do you know what is in Jannah?
No.
In paradise, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has prepared so many blessings, so many bounties and favors are waiting for those people who are going to enter Jannah. So many beautiful things. And just to give you an understanding, in Jannah, there are things that no man has ever seen. No one has seen those blessings. There are so many favors and fruits and palaces and greenery and so many beautiful things over there that no man has ever seen, no man has ever heard about. They've not heard about them things. Allah Ta'ala has got them beautiful things ready for the Muslims. Subhanallah. And no man can ever imagine. This is Jannah. And who is it for? Those who are firm upon the teaching of Islam. Subhanallah. We have Ali Raza who has his hand straight up. He's going to get tired. So let's quickly go to him. Ali, what do you want to say?
So I heard that if you have fear upon Allah Ta'ala, then you get two Jannahs.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Well done. Ali is referring to a verse in Surah Rahman. In Surah Rahman, there is, in one place, there is a promise of two Jannah. Yeah, though who will have that? Who will have two gardens, two Jannah? Those people who have fear of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah. Remember Jannah, there are so many gardens, there are so many levels of paradise. So many beautiful things Allah Ta'ala has got ready for those who are going to go to paradise. And if we want to go to Jannah, it is important that we are firm and steadfast upon Islam. Subhanallah, we are learning about Islam, the beauty of Islam. And in our studio today, we have been joined by Mr. Little. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing today?
Good.
So could we have your name today?
Hashim.
What's your full name?
Hashim Muhammad.
Muhammad Hashim. Is it Muhammad Hashim?
Yeah.
Muhammad Hashim, how are you?
Good.
Good. Say Alhamdulillah as well. Say Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
MashaAllah. Can you both tell us what are you learning at the moment? Let's start with Hashim first. Hashim, what do you do in Madrasatul Madina? What's your sabak?
Isbara
30. MashaAllah. Why is that? Is that because you want to learn the surah? Are you starting from the end?
Huh?
In the Qaida, which lesson do you like the most? What lesson?
Lesson 20.
Lesson 20? What is it? What is it about lesson 20? Do you remember any word from it?
No, kind of forgot.
Kind of forgot. Okay, well, I'm going to have a look if I get a chance. What is on lesson 20? It's before the waqf lesson, yeah, before you do pausing. That's lesson 21, the one before. Is it the one when you say them long letters? Is it that one?
Yeah,
like, Hameen. Is that one?
I think so.
You think so? Okay, mashallah. And what time do you go to madrasa? So Monday to Friday?
Yeah.
What time?
5:15, I think.
5:15. Are you sure? Ali, do we have a class there at 5:15?
No. It's on shift 2 and it's not 5:15.
Is it 6 o'clock?
It's like, yeah, it's 6 o'clock.
I think you go 6 o'clock.
Yeah, he goes 6 o'clock.
Is it 6:30?
Because mine ends at 5 45, but then he's in second shift.
He's in the second shift, mashallah. And today, inshallah, because we have these kids, inshallah, they'll be performing, they'll be reading something as well. Ali, are you going to read something as well? Are you going to read it now?
I only know Aakun Gatara.
Yeah, you can read that one again.
I know Mola.
Did you practice that?
I think I know Mola Hasan.
I want you to read Aakun Gatara. Did you practice that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Since last time, be honest. Roughly how many times did you practice since last time?
I don't know. Because I just read it when I was playing games and only the time when I have that time.
Only you had time. I think we'll have to have a meeting after the program.
Why?
Okay, we need to look at your schedule because we need to find some time where you could practice your Naat as well.
Okay.
You look like a busy man. You're struggling to find time. What's going on? You're only Mr. Little. Do you remember your new name that you gave me last time?
Middle Ali.
Mr. Baby. What was it? MashaAllah, Ali is a cute boy. May Allah Ta'ala bless him. And I remember you used to write some surah of the Quran.
No, Abdul Qadir used to write that.
It's your brother. It's your brother who wrote them.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we'll have to invite him one day then.
What?
It wasn't you. I'm sure it wasn't you.
No.
How many surah did you write? Around 5, 10?
I don't know how many surah did Abdul Qadir write.
Alhamdulillah, Abdul Qadir, he's been writing the Quran with his own hands. On the last 10 surah of the Quran or whichever, how many surah he wrote. One day he brought them in to Fizan Medina and he showed me, and it was so nice to see, mashallah, he's putting all the effort in and he's trying to be careful of, you know, writing the words of the Quran. That shows his love for the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. Ali and Hashim, are we ready for the day?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. So before, we were discussing something when you came. Can you tell me what we were discussing? That's testing your focus level. What were we discussing in one of
the... We were discussing like...
Being
firm.
Steadfast. Being firm. So being firm, being steadfast. So I'm going to give an example of Ali now. Ali was given a task to learn. What were you given a task to learn?
Aakun Gatara.
SubhanAllah. At least you remember the name.
Aakun Gatara in 2 days.
In 2 days. And you had more than 2 days now, haven't you?
No,
You've had a good 5-6 days now.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's analyze this now. Come on, all the kids, let's pay attention to this. So Ali had a task to learn a Naat. He was given a title for the Naat. He knows, he's aware of the title of the Naat. He's told to learn this and he had a whole week. He had a whole week to learn it. And the whole week has gone past. He probably has been reading it a few times, but he's not really focused on the task. Is that right? Can I say that? Is that right?
But first you gave me 2 days, then I had like 1 week.
Then you had a 1 week, okay? So 2 days became 1 week, okay?
Yeah.
So you had a whole week, so even if you read, say, 5 times, shall I test your maths? Who's good in maths?
Me.
You're good in maths? Okay, let me ask an easy question to Hashim first. Hashim, if he learned the same Naat that he was given the task to learn, if he learned it 2 times, if he practiced it 2 times every day, and he did it for the whole week, how many times would he have done it by end of the week? Well, Ali, you tell me.
14.
14 times, mashallah. So if you read this Naat 2 times, only 2 times every day, then by now you should have practiced 14 times. And if you practice this, shall I make it be hard for you?
Yeah, give a hard question.
Okay, then it was a hard question. If you practice the same Naat 5 times every day, and after 1 week...
35.
Wow! MashaAllah, that's super early. He looks like his brain switched on today. MashaAllah, that was clever.
Give me an even harder question than that.
Even a harder question?
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll do that with you next time.
Yeah, to me too, right now.
To you right now. Okay, Matt's question. Okay, then, if he practiced the same kalam 12 times every day, for the whole week, how many times would he have practiced?
84.
Why are you saying it?
How many?
84.
SubhanAllah! Wow! It's clever, isn't it?
Give me one. Tell him to not say.
You have to be quick. No, you got a big challenge now.
No, it's for me.
You got Hashim and Ali versus Norman now. Oh,
okay, give me an even harder one.
It's 3-0 to them now.
Give me an even harder one.
Even harder one. Well, anyway, look, we got a task, haven't we? Remember, what's our topic? Yeah. Be steadfast. So we need to be steadfast on our topic as well, because then it's going to be time for the next segment. Okay? So I was going to discuss your example now. So
what's the next segment?
We'll find out in a bit. So everyone, please pay attention now. I'm going to give you an example. If Ali was to learn this Naat now 5 times every day, and he had a whole week to practice this, then by the end of the week, he would have practiced 35 times. And if you practice 35 times, then he would have had mastered the Naat. He would have known it really well. He would have become an expert. Yeah, he would be so strong. Yeah. But what happened? He left from here. He was so excited. He left from here. He said, "Oh, I need to learn Ankunka Tara Nami Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." He knew which Naat he's going to learn. But he only read it a few times here and there. He didn't really focus on it. So he got distracted. Things came in the way and he got distracted. He lost his focus. And you know what happened? At the end of the week, when I asked him, "How many times did you practice this Naat?" He didn't even know a number. He couldn't say a number. When he's not here, he's not in trouble. Don't worry, Ali, you're not in trouble. I'm trying to give an example. We do so many things.
A lot of times, but I just read it
It's okay, Ali. Don't worry. You're not in trouble. You'll be in trouble afterwards. Don't worry, you're okay. Okay? He's not in trouble. What I'm trying to make us all realize that sometimes we are given a challenge, a task, and then we say, "Okay, yes, we'll do it. Yeah, come on, let's go for it." But then after like 2-3 minutes, we forget. We lose our focus. Why do we lose our focus? Because we're not steadfast. We're not firm. We need to remember our goal. When you start something, you need to finish it off. Complete your task. One of the qualities of a Muslim is a Muslim completes the job. Remember that rule. Muslim completes the job. This is one of the quality of a Muslim. Be firm, be steadfast. Whatever you do in life, obviously the good things, don't be steadfast in the naughty things. If you do naughty things, what should you do? Just stop them immediately. You don't do the naughty things.
You ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, you ask for forgiveness and you cut off from that bad thing immediately. But the good things, we need to be firm. So some examples, can you give some example of good things that we should do every day?
Like never ever miss namaz.
Yes, so never ever miss namaz. How many times namaz should we read, Hashim? How many times Muslims have to pray every day?
5.
You have to say it nice and loud. How many times?
5
times. And Ali, can you tell us the names of 5 prayers?
Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And
you can say it slowly.
Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And I heard that the...
No, we're going to go around now. We're going to go around. We're going to count the good things that we should do every day. Okay? Every day. So obviously, if you're doing something every day, that means you're being steadfast. You're being firm. So which things we should do every day? So Ali has said it already.
Yeah, he said, all namaz are
Ali,
to
Ali hold on. Ali, hold on. Think about the next thing now. Okay, first thing you said is we have to read namaz, we have to pray salah every single day. So that's one thing that we need to be steadfast on. What any other good thing that we should do every single day? Good thing. Hashim needs to say it now. Then namaz turn, okay?
Don't miss your salahs.
No, he said that, hasn't he? What about wuzu?
Yeah.
Yeah, do wuzu every day. Obviously, you have to have wuzu for namaz, don't you? So do wuzu every single day.
What else? Read jamaat with the imam.
Pray salah with the jamaat, with the imam. Okay, what else? Not just about namaz, anything, any good thing that you can think of. I'm counting, by the way. I want to see how many good things you can mention as a team.
Roza.
Yeah, in the month of Ramadan, keep fast. So keep the fast every day in the month of Ramadan. These are for the elders especially. Come. What else? Any good thing?
Read Quran and Qaeda.
MashaAllah, well done. Any good thing that you could do? There's some basic things that you should be doing every day.
Helping the needy.
Look, I want you to guess. Ali, I've got something in my mind. I want you to guess which good thing I want you to mention. Okay, and none of you have said it so far. What's going on today?
Be kind to your parents.
Wow, that's what I was thinking. being kind to your parents. And when you're being kind to your parents, be steadfast. Every day be kind to your parents. All the time be kind to your parents. Be nice and gentle with your parents. Respect your parents. What does that mean? Don't shout at your parents. Don't scream and yell. Some people do that, don't they? When they get angry, everything out from their mouth. That's not a nice thing. That's not how you speak to your parents. You have to be kind, and you need to be firm on this. You need to be steadfast. Okay, be kind to your parents. Be nice to your elders, your family members. What about someone who's younger than you? Can you be like nasty to them?
No.
What do you have to do with them?
You have to be kind.
You have to be kind to them as well.
Treat them.
So if you have a little sister, you have to be nice to her as well.
You have to treat them the same.
You have to treat them the same. Okay? So these were some of the things that we discussed that we should be doing every single day. Yeah, every single day. So any good actions that we do, when you start the good action, make sure you are firm, you remain focused, stay on the task. And one thing that I'm going to say to you, back to our Nath example that we were given. So what you should have done, Ali, okay, put your hand down now. What you should have done, you should have like made a challenge for yourself. Like, I'm going to read, for example, 50 times in 1 week. Then you break that task down. 50 times is a big number, isn't it? Ali's thinking, 50 times? How am I going to do this? Yeah, now let's make it easy for you. Yeah, can you read 5 times a day? Is that hard?
Yeah. That's easy.
It's easy.
Can you say, that would be 35 times.
Hold on. You don't have to do it for only 1 week. You could do it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and that would
five
be
times.
70.
70 times.
Maybe 70 times.
Yeah.
14 days.
That would just be too much.
Yeah. Well, just imagine, Ali, if you practice that Nath 70 times. So in 2 weeks, you practice that 70 times. Just imagine how strong that would be. You'll know it really well. You'd have memorized it. You'll know the tune. You'll have the confidence. The word will flow on your tongue. Yeah? You'll know it really well. That's because you practice something 50 times, 70 times. And before, Ali said, 50 times. That's too hard. It's too big. But now when I broke it down to him, he said, 5 times is easy. So do it 5 times, but do it for 2 weeks. Yeah? That's what you have to do. If you don't know something, you have to learn it. You have to practice it. You have to rehearsal it. And you have to read it to someone.
Rehearse
means like keep repeating it. Keep practicing. For example, you can practice front of the mirror. Yeah. Talk to yourself. Yeah, you're reading it not to yourself. Yeah, you don't have an audience front of you. You got Ali front of you in the mirror. You're reading to Ali. But if you got a mirror in the toilet, then you don't need it there, okay? You need to be in your bedroom or downstairs in the living room, okay?
Yeah.
So make sure you don't be reading not in the toilet, okay? That's not a nice thing to do. You shouldn't be reading anything Islamic in the bathroom and toilet area, okay? So please keep that in mind. When you read the dua for toilet, you don't read the dua for the toilet as well inside the toilet.
You read the outside, then you come inside.
Yes. So please keep that in your mind.
Then now, a dua for outside in the toilet, like when you go outside of the toilet, then when you go outside of the toilet, then you read that knot.
Then you can read the knot. Once you come out from the toilet, you know, you're away from that smell area, then you can now read that knot and practice that knot as well. So look, now let's try to break that down even further. So you said 5 times in 1 day. So that's your task now, 5 times. Now, even you could break that down as well. Sometimes you don't have to do all 5 times together. What you could do, when you go in the morning, when you go to school, so on the way to school, you can practice 1 time. Yeah, you can have your book with you, or you can, if you know it by heart, just practice whilst you're going to school. That's 1 time. When you come in home, or even break time.
Yeah,
break time, you can practice. That's 2 times.
And lunch time
as well.
And then when you come back home,
that's four times.
Then after mosque.
It's so easy.
After mosque.
So is it easy now? Yeah.
After your
madrasa, you can read as well. So reading 5 times, it's quite easy. Okay, this is just one example we gave about learning a Naat. So any of you kids who are trying to do tilawat, who want to learn Naat, who want to learn speeches, look, you have to realize you have to practice this. If you don't practice, you're not going to polish your skills. You won't develop, you won't grow. We want you to grow. We want you to become better people in life. But for that, you have to be firm. You have to be focused. If you turn away from your focus, you get distracted, then you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get to your goal. Earlier we were discussing the example of, say you set off from home, you're a driver, you got family with you, you're going to London. 4 hours journey from your house, and you set off from here after half an hour, you thought, oh no, you know, let's go to Manchester. Let's go here, let's go somewhere else. Then you spend the whole day there, you forgot to go to London. You set off to go to London, but on the way you got distracted and you didn't go to the place you're supposed to go. You've lost in the way, haven't you? You didn't achieve your goal. You didn't complete your task you started off with. That's because you were not steadfast. To get to London or to get to your destination, you have to be steadfast. You have to just continue traveling. Stay on the motorway, stay on the roads, you know, just keep traveling. Have them breaks as well. After 1.5 hour, 2 hour, have those short breaks you need. That's fine. But then you get back on the road, you keep traveling, keep focused. And that's the key thing. So if you want to achieve something in life, you want to be something special, something big, yeah, you want to become a good qari, you want to have a beautiful recitation of the Quran, then don't be shy of repeating. You know what happens? Come on, sometimes we get tired when you practice 3-4 times, or you think, oh, I've done it now.
Yeah. I did that once.
So sometimes you think, yeah, I've done it, it's enough. No, it's not enough. Yeah, there's like a rule. If you want to say you want to do a speech, yeah, you need to go somewhere to do a speech. They say, there's a saying that you need to be there 1,000 times before you get there.
That does not make any sense.
What does that mean? I need to come in.
1,000 times before you get there.
Yeah, you need to get there 1,000 times before you get there. What does that mean?
I don't know. So you go there 1,000 times.
Say someone called you to do a speech. Yeah?
Yeah.
Or let's say the same Naat. We're going to carry on with the Naat example. So someone called Ali to read Naat in Manchester. Yeah, there's going to be a mehfil in Naat. Yeah, we're going to have a program about the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And someone invited Ali to come there to read the Naat. So but Ali needs to be there 1,000 times before he gets there. What does that mean?
I know.
That's a little crazy.
So you have to be there before you've come again. So let's say you have to
get there 1,000 times before you get there.
So you've been there 1,000 times already.
Before you get there.
Okay. So you have to just go there, and then when you have to come back, then you have to just do that like 1,000 times.
Yeah. It means, for example, in the example of Naat here, so Ali has been called to read a Naat in Manchester. So now he needs to practice that Naat with that vision that I'm already there. So he's at home, front of the mirror, but he needs to imagine that I'm already in the mehfil in Naat, and they've called me in now, they're telling me to read a Naat, and I need to read. So he needs to imagine I'm reading the Naat. I need to read that 1,000 times. 1,000 times means a lot of times. It doesn't mean you have to read 1,000 times. You can read it 50 times, you can read 30 times. It just means you need a lot of times, you need a lot of practice, a lot of repeating. Then inshallah, what will happen if you practice so many times, then when you get there for the mehfil, for the program, then it will just be a walkover. You'll just go there, you'll have the confidence, you'll know the words, you won't be shy, you'll just go there, you'll read it so eloquently, so beautifully, and it'll be just a normal thing. Because you practiced it so many times, you won't feel shy, you won't be nervous. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, so practicing a lot of times, don't be shy if you have to repeat something, don't get angry. If you want to become someone special, then you have to do something special. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I'm just looking at the time. Time is ticking. Okay. So before we move to our next segment, which is called, what's our next segment? Did you know? Before we go to our next segment, I want to go to Hashim and I want to request him and Ali as well. I want them to read something. So you're going to be reading Anku Katara, how much you know, okay?
I practiced it and now I know it full.
You know it full? MashaAllah. Yeah. We're going to find out in a bit. MashaAllah. First, we're going to make you wait.
Okay, so he's going to do him first.
We're going to start with Mr. Little first. Hey, Mr. Little. He's not Mr. Little, he's Mr. Big. Okay, Hashim. Big Hashim, how are you? Are you going to read or not then? Which kalam you want to read? You want to read Surah Fatiha first?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how loud you can read.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Subhanallah, that was so nice. MashaAllah, for his age, that was well recited, MashaAllah.
Wait, how old is he?
How old are you, by the way? How old are you? Are you really old?
How old is he? Okay. How old is he?
Well, I've asked him now. Let's wait for the answer.
Come on. I'm 7.
You're 7 year old. MashaAllah, 7 year old Ali. Not Ali. 7. How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8 year old. Okay, then. So we have 7 and 8. That's 78.
No. That's the one we said.
What, 7 or 8?
15.
15. Okay. We've got some people here. In total, they are 15 year old. Is that right or wrong?
Well, if you add my
age. It's wrong. Okay, then. Whatever it is. So, mashallah, Hashim, you did really well there. And do you know any dua?
20.
A dua for going to sleep. Which one is according to you? Allahumma. Bismika.
Allahumma bismika. Amatullah ya.
Subhanallah. That was really nice. MashaAllah. And tell me, in Ramadan, what's that special thing that Muslims do?
They keep their roza.
Yes. Muslims keep a fast. So many people do it. Millions of people around the world, they keep a fast. Yeah. What does fast mean? What do they do during the day?
They don't eat.
Yeah. Muslims are not allowed to eat and drink when they're in the state of fast. Full day. And Ali, do you know when the fast starts? Who knows? Do you know? In the morning, let me ask Hashim again another question. In the morning, when Muslims wake up early morning in Ramadan, they eat food, don't they? Do you know at home, they wake you up, have you been up in the morning? And everyone's eating so early, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Oh. You've been fast asleep, have you? What do they have in the morning? What is it called? Come on, Ali, can you help him?
Sehri.
Sehri. Have you heard that word before?
Yeah.
Yeah, when do they have that food? The early morning.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
And then
when Fajr starts, before they're not allowed to eat.
Yeah, when Fajr starts, then you're not allowed to eat.
Two minutes before Fajr starts.
Yeah, a few minutes before Fajr starts, you should stop eating. A few minutes before, stop eating. And from the Fajr namaz, from the start of Fajr, all the way throughout the day.
Throughout the day until Maghrib.
You can't eat or drink full day. That's a fast. Okay, and you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah, subhanAllah. And one of the gift a person gives, will get if someone who keeps a fast acts upon the command of Allah and he keeps a fast, inshallah, this fast will take him to paradise.
How can a fast take you to paradise?
Because Allah will give him the entry. Allah will get him to go to paradise. But fast becomes a reason. Yeah? Fast is a worship, isn't it? So when someone worships Allah Ta'ala, fasting is also a form of worship. How is it worship? Because you're acting upon the command of Allah.
It's just not eating.
Worship means that you're following the command of Allah. So Allah Almighty has commanded us to fast in the month of Ramadan. So if you're fasting, this is worship.
But can you fast out of Ramadan?
Yes, you can fast out of Ramadan as well. But that is voluntary fasts. Extra fast. There are sunnah fast. Some people, alhamdulillah, many people keep a fast on Monday. Some people keep a fast on Thursday as well.
Any other day. Keep fast on Mondays.
Yes. Yeah. So you can keep a fast outside Ramadan. But the fasting of Ramadan though, these fasts are fast. And this is a pillar of Islam.
You have to.
There are 5 pillars in Islam.
Do you know them?
Hashim, do you know them?
Yeah. And if Hashim, one of
let,
the
let
players...
Hashim say, let Hashim say.
In
Hashim.
Order.
Yeah, in order. Come on. Any order, come on then. And Ali, zakat. If he misses any, you have to tell me which one he missed.
Okay. Zakat.
Zakat.
Perform for Hajj.
Yeah, Hajj, yes.
Salah.
Salah, good. Come on then, Ali, your turn. You have to make up the two now. Which one has he missed? He said zakat, he said Hajj, he said Salah.
Roza.
Roza, fast. So fasting in the month of Ramadan.
Believing that the Prophet is the servant of Allah.
Yeah, so this is called like Shahada. This is called Shahada. Believing in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Okay, believing, having Iman, having faith. These are five pillars of Islam. MashaAllah, well done. Now, let's do it in order. There's not a real order, but well, the first one is always called first. The rest, you can say in any order really. But that's normally the same, this order. Let's try the first one again. First one is Shahada.
Shahada.
By the way, I'm going to be asking you in a bit again. Okay? So make sure you switch your brains on. Number one, Shahada. Say it.
Shahada.
Shahada.
Number two, Salah.
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 Number three, Sawm.
Sawm.
Sawm is fasting.
Okay.
Okay. Salah means reading namaz five times a day. Okay, Sawm. And the fourth one is Zakah.
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 Okay. Giving farz charity.
And
number
then
five
Hajj.
Is Hajj.
Hajj. Hajj.
Shahada.
Shahada.
Salah.
Salah. Zakah.
Salah.
Zawm.
Sawm.
Zakat. Hajj.
Hajj. Hajj. Come on then, who wants to have a try then? I want all of you to say it. Come on. We'll start from this side, from right, my right hand side. And we're going to go round from Ali then to Asha.
Lucky.
Shahada.
Not say it nice and loud. Look at the camera. Say it nice and loud. Remember, you're reminding the kids. So the kids who are watching this program, maybe they forgot them as well. So you remind the kids. These are there are five pillars in Islam. And say them. Number one.
There are five pillars of Islam. Number one, Shahada. Number two, Salah. Number three, Sawm. Number four, Zakat. Number five, Hajj.
MashaAllah. Come on, Ali. Now it's your turn. You look at the camera now and you say, there are five pillars in Islam.
There are five pillars in Islam. Shahada, Zakat, Sawm, Salah, Hajj.
MashaAllah, well done. Come on then, Hashif, this was a little practice that we did, so you can remember it really well. Okay, so let's see now, it's your turn now. Come on.
There are five pillars in Islam. First one, Shahada.
Yes.
Second one, Salah.
Yes.
Third, Sawm.
Yes.
Fourth, Zakat. Fifth, Hajj.
Subhanallah. Wow, that was so nice. And Hashim actually said them in order as well. You got five out of five. Well done. Alhamdulillah, we were practicing the five pillars of Islam as well. The kids were here, so we thought we'll do a little fun activity as well as they learn about Islam as well. Alhamdulillah, today we had a chance to learn about the importance of being steadfast. So this was general topic that in life, whatever you do, you need to remain steadfast, be strong, don't give up. Have that mindset, have this mentality of not giving up. Just don't give up. Be strong. When you start something, you carry on, carry on. In the way, in the journey, you will have trouble, you'll have trials, you'll have tests, you'll have difficult time as well, but you need to carry on. So if you're those kids who are learning Quran, they're learning the Qaeda, make sure you complete the Qaeda. Those who are learning the Quran, make sure you complete the whole Quran. Don't give up, even if you're going slow, it's taking your time, it's okay. Just keep trying, keep putting the effort in, keep going to your madrasa, inshallah. One day you will complete it, inshallah. And those who are doing hifz, those who are memorizing the Quran, make sure you carry on studying. Never give up. A lot of kids, they learn three or five spare with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. They're so excited, so much excitement at the beginning. But when it gets to about seven, eight spare, then they go, oh, it's too hard, and they give up. If you have memorized 5 to 7 spara or 10 spara, that means that alhamdulillah, you have a good brain, you have a good memory, and you have the mindset. That's how you manage to memorize 8 or 10 spara, haven't you? So you just need to be steadfast now. You need to just carry on. Just keep going to your madrasa. Don't mess around. Stay focused. Have a daily target. Review your weekly targets. Discuss your monthly targets as well. Review these things regularly. Stay on top of your targets. And just continue putting the effort in. Be steadfast. And inshallah, one day you will become Hafiz of the Quran.
Inshallah.
Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, that was a beautiful segment where we had a chance to talk about My Islam. Now we're going to move on to our next segment of the day, which is called Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Islamic Heroes. We're back here in this segment. What do we do in this segment? We talk about the great personalities of Islam. SubhanAllah, we'll get to learn some interesting facts about great leaders of Islam. But before I mention the name, I'm going to turn to the kids and I want them to have a guess.
Let them say it first because I know.
Come on, it's a companion, it's a Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu?
No. Who could it be?
I don't even know if I
Who knows the four caliphs of Islam?
Oh.
You know the names?
Yeah.
Do you know the names, Hashim?
No.
Okay, then he's going to read them out and then you have to repeat them as well, okay? So four names, okay? Four caliphs of Islam. The first caliph of Islam?
Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar, Usman, then it's Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
MashaAllah. So there are four caliphs of Islam. First, I want you to say names like this. First caliph of Islam is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The second caliph of Islam is Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Third caliph of Islam is Sayyiduna
Uthman
radiallahu ta'ala.
And the fourth caliph is Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Now when we say the names of caliphs of Islam, we have to say with respect, with honor. Okay? So can you have a try then? What are the names again?
Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Yes.
Umar.
Yes.
Usman.
Yes.
Ali.
Wow, well done, four after four, subhanAllah. And today our topic is fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So let me just share with you some facts about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Boys, I want you to pay attention now, okay? I'm going to mention a few things and I'm going to ask you anytime. So be, have your brains switched
off.
Okay, so Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the fourth caliph of Islam. So what does that mean? It means that after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the fourth leader of Muslims. So the first leader was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then is Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, then is number four is Sayyidina. Say loud, Sayyidina
Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Let's do again. The fourth caliph of Islam is Sayyidina.
Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
We're not saying it together. I'm going to say it together. Okay? I'm going to say the fourth caliph of Islam and I'm going to say Sayyiduna Ali. Okay? I want to say that, okay?
Hazrat Sayyidina Ali.
Yeah, you can say Hazrat Sayyidina as well, okay? Are you ready? I want to say loud. The fourth caliph of Islam is Sayyiduna. SubhanAllah. That means from all the humans, now Ali, look at me now, from all the humans, after the prophets of Allah, the next person who's the most high in rank is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then is Sayyidina Umar, then is Sayyidina Uthman, then is Sayyidina Ali. So Sayyidina Ali is number four, fourth great and important person on the planet earth in the humans after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is a great honor. It's a great honor. And also Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a cousin brother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in relation, he has two connections, two important connections with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One is, he is cousin of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so cousin brother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second thing, he is the honorable son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Son-in-law, what is that?
That means that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam daughter, blessed daughter known as Sayyida Fatima, the daughter of Prophet, one of the daughters called Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is married to Sayyidina Ali. So that means that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala is the father-in-law of Sayyidina Ali.
But is that actually allowed to get like...
So look at me now, look at me Ali. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has these two important connections. One is the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Second is a son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He's the husband of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And also he is the honorable father of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who are Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein?
They're both Imams.
They are both Imams and they are the grandsons. They are the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa
sallam. And they're both brothers.
They are brothers and they are grandsons and they are the beloved sons of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's the fourth caliph of Islam. That means after Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the next person who became in charge of the Muslims, the leader of Muslims, is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has a great status in Islam. There are so many things we could talk about Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has a great title. Yeah, this might be new for you, Ali. So, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has this great title. I'm going to share two titles always. Yeah, one of them, he is known as Asadullah. He is known as
Asadullah
means the Lion of Allah.
The Lion of Allah.
He is known as the Lion of Allah. Second thing, he is the door of the city of knowledge. Subhanallah. And so that's a great honor to have. It's a great title. Yeah. And did you know when do we mark the day of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? It's in the month of Ramadan.
What do you mean mark the day?
We mark the day, we remember him a lot more on this particular day.
I'm just going to guess.
It's 21 Ramadan.
I thought it was.
Yeah, this is the day when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. This is the day he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 21st of Ramadan is the day of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 21 of Ramadan. Now we're going to have Ali, who's going to be reading a naat to us, inshallah. Ali, you want to say it properly first? MashaAllah, well done. And let us all read Rushi first. MashaAllah, read Rushi now. Sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam
Rasulullah wa sallam alayka
ya Rasulullah. Akun katara name Muhammad Dilka Ujala name Bukara name Muhammad puche ka mola laya hai kya kya puche ka mola laya hai kya kya jisne
pukara
name Muhammad
main kahunga
name Muhammad apne raza ke qurban jao apne raza ke qurban jao jisne sikhaya name Muhammad
subhanallah
MashaAllah, that was really nice. Well improved, MashaAllah, we've been working on it, MashaAllah. But I want you to continue to learn the same kalam.
I want you to continue to learn this.
And I want to give you a challenge. How many times are you going to read it by next time? Big number, come on.
100?
100? No, we'll make it half that.
No,
okay?
No, 100, 100.
100 is too much.
No, I can just read like 10 times each day. It's easy. Just read 10 times each day.
Well, we might call you before 10 days. Okay, then let's call it 10 days, 10 times a day. Okay, you practice 10 times a day, and then we're going to call you, we're going to find out, we're going to ask you, and you have to keep a note, you have to write it down somewhere. Each time you practice one whole thing, then write one. Okay, write two. Write the numbers down, okay? So you have to show me the numbers that you've been writing down. And you have to practice them with the front of someone big. They need to confirm that you practice that so many times, okay? Is that a deal? That's a deal, okay? That's a deal. Without him consenting to it, it's a deal. Right? A few more minutes. Noman Raza, can you read only a few lines? Yeah, because we need the end of the program now.
Okay.
Just read the new share that you've learned or whatever you practiced.
Okay.
So read the chorus. The main part you repeat in the lead. Everyone join in, okay? This is an easy one. I'm sure Hashim is going to join in this time. You're going to join in? But you don't know what we're going to read yet. It's easy. You know, Hasbi Rabbi Jalala. Yeah, we're going to join in then, okay? Come on.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalala Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah Nur Muhammad Sallallahu
You actually learned a new couplet. You didn't know that before. You don't really well. I want you to master it as well, though. It looks like you've not practiced a lot of time. Let's do a deal. He said he's going to practice 10 times a day. How many times are you going to practice? How many? You're bigger than him. Quickly.
One time a day.
One time, it's okay.
That's fine. You're giving up then. So you're saying Ali's the winner then. Come on, Ali's the winner then.
Times,
without starting the race, Ali's the winner then.
11 times a day.
You admit you lost.
No, 11 times a day.
11 times a day. Okay, then we got something out of him then.
Then I'll do 12 times a day.
You're gonna do, okay, you keep count. Let's see who does the most, okay? We're gonna see. So that's your kalam to practice, and your own kalam, both of you. So Anku Katara, you're gonna practice, and you're gonna practice Hasbi Rabbi Jalallah. Let's see who practice most times. We ask you next time. We can ask you anytime. So whenever we ask you, then you need to, we're going to find out who read the most times, okay? But you have to make a note as well. You can't just say, I read that many times. You have to write it down each time you count, each time you read.
Okay, I have to do it in front of someone big.
Someone big, yeah. Okay?
Yeah, someone like
it has to be a human, okay? Not a big stone. Salu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's go, do you remember the quiz? What was the question?
Which Supara is Surat al-Rahman? 28 Supara, I think. 28.
What was the deal? All three of you have to stick to one number.
We all think 28.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then let's look at the screen.
Might be 28.
The answer is 28. Take away one. 27! Spara 27! How could you even miss that? Come on, boys. Surah Ar-Rahman is in Para 27. Surah Ar-Rahman is known as the beauty of the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam.